Let's do a quick recap of the discussion that we had previously, right? Verse 64, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حتى إذا أخذنا مطرفيهم العذاب إذا هم يجأرون. Till when we shall seize the affluent ones in a calamity, it is only then that they will cry out for help. Why the affluent ones? Because the affluent ones themselves are misguided and they want to misguide others. The affluent ones generally would assume that they've got more protection. But when the punishment stares them in the face, that's when they realize that all of their contacts and backstops means nothing. لا تجأروا اليوم. Do not cry out today. Even the affluent ones, with all of their arrogance, will cry out. Allah will say, don't cry out. إِنَّكُمْ مِنَّا لَا تُنصَرُونَ. You shall not be released now from the punishment. قَدْ كَانَتْ آيَاتِي تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَكُنْتُمْ عَلَىٰ عَقَابِكُمْ تَنْكِسُونَ. My verses used to be recited to you, but you used to turn around on your heels, meaning totally rejected. مستكبرين, out of pride. بِهِ سَامِرًا تَهْجُرُونَ. Considering him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be a storyteller and staying away from him. Either they stayed away from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like people who stay away from a person who has a lot of stories. You know, say, hey, that guy's coming, he's going to chow my cop. And you run away. Or it would mean they would stay up till late at night making stories about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, waliyadu billah, he's a magician or he's a sorcerer or he has been bewitched. أَفَلَمْ يَدَّبَّرُ الْقَوْلِ أَمْ جَاءَهُمْ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِ آبَاءَهُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Have they not pondered over this word, meaning the word of Allah? Or has they come to them something which had not come to their forefathers? Meaning revelation is not something new. Previous generations also received revelation. So why are they acting as if it's something so strange? أَمْ لَمْ يَعْرِفُوا رَسُولَهُمْ فَهُمْ لَهُمْ مُنْكِرُونَ. Or have they not recognized their messenger and so they reject him? Meaning the messenger is from amongst them. He's not a stranger that came out of nowhere. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ بِهِ جِنَّ. Or do they say he is possessed, meaning by a jinn? بَلْجَاءَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. No such thing. In fact, he has brought to them the truth. وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. But most of them dislike the truth. Now, we take the discussion further. Verse 71. Allah says, وَلَوْ اتَّبَعَ الْحَقُّ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. When the true Allah, or were the true Allah to follow their desires. The true Allah is being referred to as Haqq. If Allah is to follow the desires of these people, لَفَسَدَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِنْ. The heavens and the earth and whatever is in them would have been corrupted. Imagine if a ruler in a small town has to follow the desires of all the people. There'll be chaos. Allah is the ruler of the heavens and the earth. He will not be Allah if he starts following the whims and fancies of people, the desires of people. بَلْ أَتَيْنَاهُمْ بِذِكْرِهِمْ فَهُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِهِمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. Rather, we have conveyed to them their admonition, but they pay no heed to their admonition. They're heedless. أَمْ تَسْأَلُهُمْ خَرْجًا. Do you ask them for any recompense? In other words, O my Nabi, you are guiding them, you are advising them for their own good, and on top of it, you're not asking them for anything. فَخَرَاجُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ. Because you know the recompense of your sustainer is better. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. And he is the best of providers. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. You certainly invite them to a straight path. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَنِ الصِّرَاطِ لَنَاكِبُونَ. Those who do not believe in the year after have deviated from the path. Those who do not believe in the year after have deviated from the path. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's message is clear. It's simple. It's straight. Those who can't see how obvious it is, that is as obvious as the sun as daylight, they have perplexity. They have crookedness. The problem is with them. وَلَوْ رَحِمْنَاهُمْ وَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِمْ مِنْ دُرٍ لَلَجُّوا فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Were we to show mercy to them and remove whatever distress they experience, they would still persist in their transgression, wandering blindly. In other words, there's an instance where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once supplicated against them, made dua for them, and Allah inflicted them with a drought. Then Abu Sufyan came and said, you inflicted loss on life on us in Badr. Now you're doing this. Our people are suffering. They implored Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam through the ties of kinship. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua. The drought was uplifted, but then they went back to their ways. So Allah says, even when we show mercy to them and remove the distress, they would still persist in their transgression, wandering blindly. وَلَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا لَأَسْمَعَهُمْ. Had Allah known any good in them, he would have made them hear. Were he to make them hear now, they would have certainly fled back, turning on their faces. Meaning, they say the right things when they're in difficulty. After they go back to their old ways. وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ فَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَمَا يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. We had seized them in a calamity, yet they did not humble before their sustainer, nor did they submissively invoke him. Whether it be the drought or any other calamity, whether it be Badr, instead of learning, they then went back to their wrong ways. حَتَّى إِذَا فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَابًا ذَا عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ إِذَا هُمْ فِيهِ مُبْلِسُونَ. Until when we open upon them a door of severe punishment, then they will lose all hope. This could refer to this punishment of the after or the punishment at the time of death, or it could also refer to more severe punishments in this world. That brings us to the end of the Ruku and to the end of the first quarter of the 18th juice. We'll leave it there for today and continue tomorrow, inshallah.